Every morning, when I open my eyes to the so-called new day, I feel like closing them again, staying in bed and not getting up. But I can't do that. I have a wonderful husband who is not only madly in love with me, but also the owner of a large investment fund. Every year, much to his distaste, he appears in Bilan magazine's list of the 300 richest people in Switzerland. I have two children who are, as my friends say, my reason for living. I get up early to make their breakfast and take them on the 5-minute walk to school where they spend all day, allowing me to work and fill my time. After school, a Filipino nanny looks after them until my husband and I get home. I enjoy my work. I'm a highly regarded journalist at a respectable newspaper that can be found in almost all the news kiosks in Geneva where we live. Once a year I go on holiday with the whole family, usually to some far-flung paradise with marvelous beaches, where we stay in exotic cities inhabited by very poor people who make us feel richer, more privileged, and more grateful for the blessings life has bestowed upon us. Ah, but I haven't introduced myself. Pleased to meet you. My name's Linda. I'm in my 30s, 5'8", 150 pounds, and I wear the best clothes that money can buy, thanks to my husband's limitless generosity. I arouse desire in men and envy in other women. And yet, every morning, when I open my eyes to this ideal life that everyone dreams of having but few achieve, I know the day will be a disaster. Until the beginning of this year, I didn't question anything. I simply got on with my life, although now and then I did feel guilty about having more than I deserved. One day, though, while I was making everyone breakfast, it was spring, I remember, and the flowers were just beginning to open in the garden, I asked myself, "Is this it?" I shouldn't have asked that question. It was all the fault of a writer I'd interviewed the previous day who at one point said, "I haven't the slightest interest in being happy. I prefer to live life passionately, which is dangerous because you never know what might happen next." At the time, I thought, "Poor man. He's never satisfied. He'll die sad and embittered." The following day, I realized that I never take any risks at all. I know what lies ahead of me. Another day exactly like the previous one. And passion? Well, I love my husband, which means that I've no cause to get depressed over living with someone purely for the sake of his money, the children, or to keep up appearances. I live in the safest country in the world. I have no problems to speak of, and I'm a good wife and mother. I was brought up as a strict Protestant and intend to pass that education on to my children. I never take a false step because I know how easy it is to ruin everything. I do what I have to do efficiently and put as little of myself into it as possible. When I was younger, I experienced the pain of unrequited love, just like any other normal person. Since I married, though, time has stopped. Until, that is, I came across that horrible writer and his answer to my question. I mean, what's wrong with routine and boredom? To be honest, nothing at all. It's just the secret fear that everything could change from one moment to the next, catching me completely unawares.